Welcome to Zichru Dafsi Money. Member by Avram Goldar. And now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 168 questions on 168 topics, covering 56 block, going from Masechet Shabbos from Daf Beis all the way to Daf Nun Zayin. Just remember, as we go through the quiz, it's more important to take time to try to answer the question as opposed to try to fit the answer in within the time that I prescribe. So if you need more time, just press the pause button. So here we go with lap number one, question number one. Which daf do we learn about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn that one should not use balsam oil tzuri for Ner Shabbos? That's on daf Chavav. Great. Number three. Which daf do we learn why Rebbe permits moving a pan with ashes in it? That's on daf Mem Zayin. Great. Number four. Which daf do we have the question by Hanukkah? That's on daf Chafav. Great. Question number five. Which daf do we learn the drush that the dead are better than the livings, referring to leaders of previous generations? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number six. Which daf do we have the concern that camel ropes are kalayim? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn about the lenient parameters of a carmelis? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that you only chayv if you do a malacha single-handedly? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that one can benefit from tamei truma? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Great. Number ten. Which daf do we learn about tzeitz hakochavim? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Great. Number 11. Which daf do we learn how Hillel dealt with Gerim, with converts? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 12. Which daf do we learn how one can release branches from their muksa status? That's on daf Nun. Good. Number 13. Which daf do we learn about how rags can regain or possibly regain their baggage status? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 14. Which daf do we learn about muksa machmas mius? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Great. Number 15. Which daf do we learn about toldos achama? That's on daf Lamates. Great. Number 16. Which daf do we learn why women can't wear head straps out on Shabbos having to do with tevila? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Great. Number 17. Which daf do we learn about Hananiah b'Chizkiyahu, and he was the one who resolved the stiros between the Torah and the Savior Yechezkel? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Great. Number 18. Which daf do we learn about Hananiah's view of leaving food on a kira? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Great. Number 19. Which daf do we learn about the halachas related to a muchni, the removable wheel of a wagon? That's on daf Mem Dalet. Great. Number 20. Which daf do we learn about the depth of government thinking? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. And finishing up lap number one with question 21. Which daf do we have the question whether a folded cloth is makabel tumah or not? That's on daf Chaf Ches. Great. Moving on to lap number two with question number 22. Which daf do we learn about insulating food erev Shabbos and on Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number 23. Which daf do we learn that a tree branch gets the status of the trunk? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 24. Which daf do we learn that one cannot use inferior wicks and fuels for Ner Shabbos? That's on daf Chaf. Great. Number 25. Which daf do we learn about the halachas of an iskupa, a threshold, in terms of hotzah? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 26. Which daf do we learn about the difference between kameis for people and animals? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Great. Number 27. Which daf do we learn what the 39 malachos correspond to? That's on daf Mem Tes. Great. Number 28. Which daf do we learn about the three different ways the one can light the menorah? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 29. Which daf do we learn about how David HaMelech died on Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 30. Which stuff do we learn whether one can place a feeding bag, a truss cloth, and a saddle cloth, a mardas, on an animal on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 31. Which stuff do we learn about the par of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? That's on Daf. Nun Dalet. Good. Number 32. Which stuff do we learn about Tamas Chus Avos? That's on Daf. Nun Hey. Great. Number 33. Which daf do you learn about visiting sick on Shabbos? What one can say. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 34. Which daf do you learn that glasswork is like a klicheris? That's Matami the Rabban because it comes from sand. That's on Daf. Tezvav. Great. Number 35. Which daf do we discuss Akira that flared up after Ketuma? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Great. Number 36. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Tarfon holds that one should only use olive oil for Ner Shabbos? That's on Daf. Chavav, great. Number 37. Which daf do we learn about the six shofar blasts Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey, great. Number 38. Which daf do we learn about the punishments for bad judgments? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel, great. Number 39. Which daf do we learn about oils and wicks used in the base of Migdash? That's on Daf. Chafav, great. Number 40. Which daf do we learn that one cannot use or put things on a 10 tefach post in Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That's on Daf. Tess, great. Number 41. Where do we have the Malkokas regarding what Rabbi Shimon holds about animals that died on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Memhei, great. And finishing up lap number 2 with question 42. Which daf do we learn about placing food on a kira? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Great, we've now completed the first two laps in this much grander pop quiz. In the next session, we'll go to laps 3 and 4.